Ed Boland tells TSA we need aviation rulemaking to refine LASP. NBAA helps members file comments with the TSA. And Garmin wrestles with XM outages on some products. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, January 7th, 2009. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration has started its series of public hearings to gather comments on LASP, its proposed Large Aircraft Security Program. At yesterday's packed hearing at Westchester County Airport, Ed Boland, president of the National Business Aviation Association, told TSA the proposal is seriously flawed and offered a process for improving the rule. Boland said the plan fails to recognize the unique needs and challenges of business aviation and, in its current form, could have, quote, unintended and destructive consequences that threaten the well-being of businesses across the U.S. that rely on their airplanes for survival, unquote. Boland reminded the TSA of existing voluntary industry efforts, including Airport Watch, monitored aircraft transactions, and background checks and tamper-proof licenses for pilots. Quote, clearly, when it comes to effective security enhancements, we have led, not followed, the government, unquote. In a more diplomatic echo of others who have described the proposal as security theater, which does little more than pander to public perception, Boland told TSA reps their program would be unduly burdensome without providing a clear security benefit. Among LASP's provisions, many items routinely carried on board small aircraft as part of normal business operations would suddenly wind up on a restricted items list. Business operators would be required to come up with plans to provide for carriage of federal air marshals and bear the cost of third-party security audits, which have yet to be defined. In the spirit of bring me solutions, not problems, Boland wrapped up by calling for an aviation rulemaking committee, which he called, quote, a consistently proven method for addressing controversial proposals for our industry, because it opens up a real dialogue for creating effective yet workable policies. Business aviation is an important industry. Security is an important objective, and we deserve that kind of dialogue, unquote. As part of its effort to lead the industry's response to LASP, NBAA tells ANN that it has prepared a new online guide to help members submit comments to regulators not only about LASP, but about any future regulatory proposals that affect the way members operate or use their aircraft. The guide helps members through key points to cover in developing comments, including one's standing as a respondent, specific concerns with a regulatory proposal, and cost consequences. NBAA encourages members to take advantage of the comment process. The new guide is top and center when you visit nbaa.org. The association has also provided a new form letter for members to send to their elected representatives in Washington outlining concerns with LASP. ANN has been monitoring reports of problems with a number of the Garmin GPS map portable receivers. According to sources within Garmin, devices using GXM 30, 30A, and 40 antennas are currently having problems receiving and displaying XM weather. Most reports involve the popular GPS map 396 and 496 portables. We've had no reports of the problem on the 696 series. Garmin indicates it's not aware of any specific problem with panel mount systems that utilize similar technologies, but reports on the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association forums indicate that XM audio may be experiencing outages. Garmin says it's working diligently to investigate the issue. In the meantime, the company suggests visiting www.refresh.xmradio.com and following the instructions to accomplish a system refresh. Up next on ANN, Frontier Airlines pilots agree to a new contract. An upstart space contractor may challenge a snub by NASA. And the U.S. Air Force commits to buy more power plants for the F-22. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com. Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 7th. I'm Paul Plagg. Members of FAPA, the Frontier Airline Pilots Association, have ratified a long-term labor agreement with the airline. It extends wage and benefit concessions through December of 2011. Of 454 votes cast, 384 voted yes, only 70 no. Frontier President and CEO Sean Menke commented, quote, "Our pilots once again have demonstrated their willingness to help Frontier's leadership move our airline toward sustainability and growth. This agreement is important because now 100% of our workers have made wage and benefit concessions, a factor that will prove critical in attracting exit financing for our emergence from bankruptcy," unquote. Union President John Stemler commented, quote, "The leadership of the Frontier Airline Pilots Association and its members understand the challenges Frontier is facing and appreciate the joint effort. This agreement is a clear demonstration of our commitment to Frontier and our belief in its long-term success," unquote. The Frontier Airline Pilots Association represents more than 600 pilots at Frontier. In its competitive bid process to find a private sector cargo transporter for the International Space Station, NASA has decided that Planet Space Incorporated lacks the needed expertise as a prime contractor and has awarded a development contract to competitors. Planet Space is proving, however, that it knows exactly how to play at least one part of the procurement game. The company has retained legal counsel, and the Wall Street Journal reports a challenge to the contract may be imminent. The goal is a commercial cargo transport system serving the ISS for 8 years, starting in 2010. After evaluating the proposals, NASA awarded a $1.9 billion contract to Orbital Sciences and another $1.6 billion contract to SpaceX. NASA senior official William Gerstenmaier indicated the decision was based on Planet Space's, quote, "complete lack of experience as a prime contractor," unquote, and expressed doubts about its ability to manage technical risks and deliver what it promised, calling its likelihood of success, quote, "remote," unquote. Planet Space officials are expected to contend that NASA overlooked the experience and qualifications of its partner, Boeing, which has been involved with the ISS from the beginning. Pratt & Whitney has been awarded a contract from the U.S. Air Force, valued at up to $7 million, for long lead material procurement to produce an additional 8 F-119 engines for the F-22 Raptor. The contract also includes an option for advance buy funding for long lead material procurement for up to 39 additional engines. The F-22 Raptor uses two F-119 engines and has logged more than 90,000 operational flight hours to date. Still ahead, the Council on American-Islamic Relations intervenes in the AirTran controversy. A helicopter is down on the way to a Gulf oil platform. And one of Florida's best-known aviators makes the state's Hall of Fame. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, January 7th. I'm Paul Platt. You knew this one was coming. CAIR, the Council on American Islamic Relations, has filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Transportation over the treatment of nine Muslims pulled off their Washington, D.C. to Orlando AirTran flight on New Year's Day. In its complaint, CAIR wrote, quote, "It is incumbent on any airline to ensure that members of the traveling public are not singled out or mistreated based on their perceived race, religion, or national origin. We believe this disturbing incident would never have occurred had the Muslim passengers removed from the plane not been perceived by other travelers and airline personnel as members of the Islamic faith," unquote. The group publishes a Know Your Rights and Responsibilities pocket guide that says, in part, quote, "As an airline passenger, you are entitled to courteous, respectful, and non-stigmatizing treatment by airline and security personnel. You have the right to complain about treatment that you believe is discriminatory," unquote. It also recommends that passengers ask for the names of all persons involved in an incident and to ask specifically if they have been singled out because of their name, looks, dress, race, ethnicity, faith, or national origin. We've had another sad reminder of the risks involved in flying to offshore oil platforms. On Sunday, a PHI Sikorsky S-76 crashed en route from PHI's operating base in Amelia, Louisiana, to one of Shell's offshore oil platforms. Weather would not appear to have been a factor, and little is known about potential causes. PHI reported that two of its pilots and seven passengers were on board, including employees of Dynamic Industries and MMR Offshore Services. The only survivor was passenger Stephen Yelton of Floresville, Texas, who works for Dynamic and sustained serious injuries. The eight souls lost have been officially identified. Their names are posted in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate. And finally, pilot, aircraft designer, aerobatic competitor, and vintage plane restorer Kermit Weeks has been inducted into the Florida Aviation Hall of Fame. Weeks owns more than 140 civilian and military planes and displays them for the enjoyment of the public at Fantasy of Flight, located between Orlando and Tampa in Florida. The attraction is the only one in the world that offers daily aerial demonstrations featuring rare vintage aircraft. It also features daily tours of the restoration shops, where craftsmen work to restore and rebuild aircraft to flyable condition. Weeks was inducted in a class that includes the late Zach Mosley, who flew hundreds of missions for the Civil Air Patrol during World War II and created the nationally syndicated aviation feature Smilin' Jack, and Ed Hoffman, designer and builder of all-wood airplanes. Past inductees have included Paul Tibbetts, pilot of the Enola Gay, and John Paul Riddle, founder of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. Weeks commented, quote, "I am absolutely humbled to be counted among the great men and great pilots who have been inducted into the Florida Aviation Hall of Fame. I feel incredibly fortunate to be honored for simply doing what I love," unquote. By all means, if you love aviation and find yourself in Central Florida, try to arrange a side trip to Polk City. Fantasy of Flight is a highlight you will not forget. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the first of two parts, we'll enjoy a humor-laced aviation safety lesson from Rod Machado from last year's AOPA fly-in. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.